Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. I felt a bit obliged to intervene by you, not by Norway, by the way, because quite frankly, on what Norway has said, I would tend to agree with the importance of a holistic approach, with the fact that prevention is key. I think in my intervention, I just say that so much it's important. Maybe I missed the microplastics dimension, and there I fully support Norway. This is also something that needs to be addressed, and the approach can be a bit different, but we need to take it into consideration in our approach. When I listen to the discussion, I think there are three things which comes back all the time and which seems to be obstacles to go further in the exploration of the options. One is the differentiation between the different levels and the different realities. I think any approach should indeed take into account the specificities of the different level. I already said it. The second thing is the issue of the costs. And there, I don't think, I mean, it's really an important thing and we need to take it into account. But in the same time, there are expensive alternatives and cheap alternatives. I'm thinking about data and monitoring and so on and so forth. I think it's rather cheap to involve citizens in trying to monitor what are the plastics which are on the beach. It's really expensive to go in the sea with a ship and try to understand how much plastic is at the bottom of the sea. This being said, we were told yesterday that there are databases which are open to all and that exist and are accessible. So I think we can all have a point of entry in the system, and we can all make contribution to it or use information which is in it. But we need, of course, to get the knowledge on where this is, the knowledge on the best practices, and so on and so forth. So once again, the coordination platform, fine. And the third obstacle I see is the references to the alternatives. I mean, we should not forget that our objective is to avoid marine litter in seas and oceans. It's not to ban plastics. It's not to ban plastics. This being said, we have to take into account our specificities and look what are the measures that are the most efficient for reaching this objective. In the EU, as you know, we have presented some proposal for legislation on single-use plastic, and we went on the beach, we counted the elements that are there and so on. We banned straws, for instance, we proposed this. We don't know whether it's going to be adopted, but we proposed it. This being said, you have elements which indeed have alternatives, which is the case for straws in Europe. It could be that in other parts of the world, there is no alternative. If there is no alternative, then you need to develop other measures. I mean, it's raising awareness, trying to limit the use to what is really necessary. And then you have for instance, plastic bottles where everybody uses them. And there, the solution is not to ban plastic bottles, it's to try to collect them after use and to recycle them and so on and so forth. And there, the involvement of industry is key. So you see, there are various answers that are possible pending to the situation in which you are. I think that any system which is put in place to improve global governance, coordination, coherence, and synergies has to take this into account, but we should not make these obstacles for progressing towards this new framework. Thank you.